Japanese men struggle with some of the same issues we've just been hearing about, including the culture of work before family. And often it's Japanese working women who have to pick up the slack. This entrenched dynamic was highlighted recently after Japanese manga artist Akiko Higashimura began writing a cartoon series that challenged the role of men in the home. But she decided to stop after receiving an onslaught of criticism. Anna Fifield wrote about it for The Washington Post.
So the whole premise of the cartoon was that these men, himo men, and himo means literally string, but it has kind of pejorative connotations to more like imply leash, that these men who had few skills and job prospects of their own would train themselves to do housework and make themselves more attractive to career women, and that way that they would improve their prospects, their romantic prospects and their prospects in life. So it's kind of the equivalent of another pejorative term, a gold digger, it's a male gold digger. And here in Japan, where their gender roles are still very deeply entrenched, there were a lot of men who took offense at the idea that any man would take a backseat to a woman's career ambitions.
So in what form did the criticism take? Was it sort of an online kerfuffle? Was it like letters to the editor? I mean, who was criticizing it?
It's all online, almost entirely anonymous, but certainly it made an impact on Higashimura, the cartoonist. And she's very well known here. She won a huge prize earlier this year, and she was the author of a very, very popular manga called Princess Jellyfish. So she's really well known, and she said that she had to take the public reaction on board, and she was deciding to suspend the cartoon for now after only two installments. And she apologized to people who had taken offense and also to fans who were waiting for the third installment and were disappointed when they picked up the latest edition of the manga magazine.
How autobiographical was Higashimura's comic?
It wasn't autobiographical, but she said it was semi-biographical and that she got the idea from her male assistant and also some male friends or acquaintances of her had been talking about this kind of concept. So she said that this was very much based on real life and real conversations and that she was trying to represent them through this. And part of the criticism leveled against her was that this is no way to treat your assistant and that she shouldn't have been kind of portraying him in this way. So she's saying, yeah, this is just real life events and she wasn't meaning to cause any offense.
What's her story? Is Akiko Higashimura, I mean, is she single? Is she married? Does she have kids? I mean, where does she sit in terms of women's roles and what she does in Japan?
I don't know her personal biography, but in terms of Princess Jellyfish, this previous manga that was very popular, that was pushing boundaries, it was about a group of young, kind of geeky, introverted women who lived together in this apartment building in Tokyo and tried to kind of keep the world out. And it did push some boundaries in there. There was a man who was cross-dressing, they say, to live in the apartment building with them. That's the term that's used in the manga. So it was pushing boundaries, became very popular. So this is not completely unusual for her.
Now, having a career and children for women in Japan is pretty difficult. Even taking maternity leave can be tough. Women are subject to a lot of harassment, so much so that I guess there's even a concept in Japan called matahara. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. Matahara is based on the words maternity harassment, and that is to try to explain the phenomenon where women who become pregnant in Japan, it's not unusual for them to be fired or to be kind of constructively dismissed, I guess. In both the manga and this Matahara case feeds back into this very workaholic culture here in Japan, where people are expected to work incredibly long hours. And so what the manga was picking up on is that perhaps some men didn't want to get involved in that. And I think what is the situation that many women face here is that it's impossible to work a 20-hour day and also raise a family. It always falls on the woman. So this hit a societal nerve. This is something that is really weighing on the government's mind here. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been strongly promoting women. He calls it womenomics, trying to get more women into the workplace. But there seem to be so many hurdles.
Anna Fifield is the bureau chief for The Washington Post in Japan. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Carol. Thanks for having me on.